Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
That's why I say immigration.
Shot. No shot.
With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say immigration.
Shot. No shot. Is brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook's now open, and they are offering, courtesy of the great Teddy Greenstein at PointsBet, no juice on NFL games for the month of September. Those lines go up 48 hours before kickoff. And download that PointsBet app right now and stop by Hawthorne Racecourse to register your account. Good morning, Danny. Aaron Rodgers looks like he stole your look, but it's way better on you.
Gentlemen, happy first day of fall.
Yeah. Don't be sad, man. You still got us. We're your ray of sunshine during the darkness of the fall and winter.
Yeah, it's the first day of fall, and then I found out this morning I got to pick Cap up in the morning.
Well,
it's a tough hump day for this guy.
Yeah.
Really? Well, you're better than
I'll
that.
I'll tell you what, if you do one time while I'm driving you in, somebody will find you on the side of the Edens.
Oh!
That unbelievable. When Danny needs someone to come to the rescue for whatever it is.
Hey, I'm coming. I'm not coming.
We know
that. I do think it's ridiculous. I have three kids. I have three car seats. I think it's ridiculous that this morning you asked me to remove the car seats in the back seat so you could sit behind me like a chauffeur.
All right.
I thought that was a little ridiculous of a request.
All right. Keep your coming to yourself. Go ahead, Danny.
All right, gentlemen. Let's get on to the shot.
Earlier in the show.
Nice.
The shot or no shot portion of shot or no shot.
Yes.
The Chicago White Sox have lost five of their last seven games. The Chicago White Sox have been a 500 team for the last 3 months. I ask you a simple question, boys. Shot or no shot, the Chicago White Sox can turn this ship around and go into the postseason on a high note.
With a T, by the way. Turn that around.
Yeah.
SH with a T. That's how I feel about it.
Take that.
Just the way they've been playing, man. It's just too... What have I been asking for, Cap? I just want momentum for the team going into October, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand they've gone through so much. This has been a weird season. We talked to Garfine about this yesterday. Just a weird season because of how often they've used the IL. I'll give Tony all the credit in the world and Rick Hahn for piecemealing this team together, mm-hmm. a championship ball club. But, man, I am concerned. That is for sure. I'm concerned that some of this inconsistency might rear its head in the postseason.
I believe they can absolutely turn this ship with a P
T
around.
Yep.
If you think back to 05, that team was on cruise control and nearly frittered away a 15.5 game lead.
That's correct.
It was down to 1.5. And everyone in town was like, Ozzie can't control him. It's too much out of this and that. And what did he do? He pulled the nose up. They won a really tough game. I believe Cleveland dropped a fly ball that cost Cleveland a game that day.
Mm-hmm.
The Sox went out that night and won. 2.5, it's over.
Yep.
That's it. We're good.
Yep.
Rolled into the postseason. Went, 11-1?
Yeah.
11-1 and won the World Series.
Best pitching you've ever seen on the White Sox.
Correct.
Yeah.
It absolutely can get turned around. I think people need to... relax.
Nope, can't do that. When I have an emotional attachment to it, I can't relax, Cap. There is no relax. Again, when you are attached to the team, when you grow up 20 minutes in the ballpark like me, there is no relax because I want what's best for the ball club. There is no relax.
I get it.
I can't do that. You can because you only have a financial investment in the team. I have a financial and an emotional investment in the team. The Sox are good enough, are good for you as long as they get your parlay straight. Go ahead, Danny.
Gentlemen.
Don't tell anybody.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows. You are with the team. There's no question.
Yeah, I want them to win.
Especially.
It says Chicago.
Especially if they help you in the parlay.
That's correct.
Hello. Hi, this is Jerry Reinsdorf's office. Can you hold for Jerry?
Oh, God.
Let me ask you something, David. I was listening to the show. What about just rooting for the team? Put the shillings in the pocket. Don't worry about the money.
By the way, we're opening a sports
book. Yeah, so don't worry about it, okay? We got our own sports book. Yeah, just so concerned about the parlay. Just root for the team. Okay, bye.
That's the end of that. And that'll be the end of that.
Take that.
Danny.
Gentlemen, yes, speaking of baseball and money, the cost to take a family of four to a Major League Baseball game in 2021 increased over last year's fanless pandemic season. It now costs an average of $253 for four people to attend a Major League Baseball game, which is about 5% higher than the year before. The year-over-year comparison is based on what costs were planned for the 2020 season before it was reduced to 60 games without the fans. The Cubs are the second most expensive ticket in Major League Baseball. You guys want to hear this? This is crazy.
Yes, absolutely.
Your Chicago Cubs to take a family of four costs $364.38. The only team that costs more is the Boston Red Sox at $376.49. What do they have in common? Our boss, Mike Thomas. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
The Chicago White Sox are lower on the list. Let me find those guys for you. The White Sox are $253.25 to take a family of four.
Affordable.
My question is for you guys, shot or no shot, your Chicago Cubs need to lower the ticket prices for next season based on the product we all expect them to put on the field.
No shot. They're never doing that.
I didn't ask if they were going to.
Yeah.
I said they should.
Yeah, no. No, I would not. I wouldn't obviously raise prices. Once you get them to a level, it's on them to put a product on the field that you go, I got to take some of my disposable income, and I got to take the family to a ball game. But lower them? No. But take some of that money that you've got, we know you've got, and go get some damn players that can win.
Well, that's a shot, first of all, for Major League Baseball. You're going through a pandemic, and you keep the prices at the same price that you thought you would be getting, the money that you thought you'd be getting. Of course, many ballparks got zero because of the pandemic. Dude, you just can't do something for the fan. Again, you'll make up that money again at some point. You couldn't just put a hand out for the fan just one time. We'll lower the prices across the board. Why couldn't do? You'll get that money back. I mean, are you so desperate for money that you couldn't lower the prices across the board of Major League Baseball? Why didn't they do that? And for the Cubs, that's criminal. I gotta get to the ballpark. Now I gotta find a place to park, or I'll take the train. I got a family of four. Now I got to get concessions, all this other stuff. Now I got to get a T-shirt. That is a huge expense for any family that's going through it, especially those families that went through unemployment or had to be laid off because of COVID.
Or live off of stimulus. But Hoodie, guess what? Don't buy the tickets if you don't like the product.
Fair.
Right?
Fair enough. I can't argue that. Give me the price again, Danny, for the Cubs. Three what?
$364.38.
But you can't call into sports radio, go on Twitter. I don't mean you. I'm talking to the general person.
$25 more than the Yankees. That's crazy.
You can't express your, I want Carlos Correa. Go sign Robbie Ray or Marcus Stroman.
Right.
Sign Contreras to an extension. Go bring Chris Bryant back for whatever millions he wants. Okay, the money's going to have to come from somewhere. If you don't like the product, don't go.
Yeah, I think after seeing the team win the World Series, continue to go to the playoffs, and just, you know, find a ceiling to their success, it's like, should I keep going? Should I keep paying to go if you're just going to be mediocre or above average?
Demand excellence and pay for it.
And meanwhile, on the South Side, affordable. Affordable. Family of four, we take care of you. We put the nachos in the little helmets. People like it. And we get fireworks and the lights going on and off. Oh, my God. It hurts the eyes. So at least you get that with the White Sox, right?
Danny.
Just for the record, boys, a few teams, three to be exact, did lower their prices after the 2020 season. Ben Simmons will not report to the opening of training camp next week, and he intends to never play another game for the 76ers, according to our guy Adrian Wojnarowski. Simmons hasn't spoken to the team since late August. When he said this to them, he told their officials he doesn't want to be there. Simmons has a four years and $147 million left on his max contract, which includes $33 million for this upcoming season. Shot or no shot, Ben Simmons is pulling an Aaron Rodgers, and he will indeed play another game for the franchise.
No, that's a no shot. The easiest thing you could do in life is just quit. And Ben Simmons is quitting on the Sixers. a guy that actually should stay there and say, you know what? Hey, coach, I got better. Hey, Embiid, I know you're disappointed to me because I didn't take big shots in the fourth quarter late. I was one of the guys that cost us to lose the series. I got better in the summer, so I'm coming back. And I'll try and see whether I can help. And if I can't, I'll ask for a trade at that point. But the point is that for him to say he's not coming back, that's just BS, man.
He's a quitter.
You don't shoot the basketball. You lay it up. You're afraid to get fouled because you don't want to go to the foul line. And look, he's a young player that's developing. He does everything right. He's a great defender, and he's great going to the basket cap. But you have to be a more all-around player. Today's NBA is not about the big man. It's about the versatile player. That's what the league is about today. And he's a versatile player, but he doesn't do the other fundamentals, like shooting the basketball.
How about if he would have gone on a radio show in Philly?
Yep.
WIP or whichever.
The Fanatic, yeah.
And said, hey, I just want to clear the air here. I let this city down. I let this team down. My performance was substandard. I am going to spend the offseason working to be better in every aspect of the game, and hopefully Joel and I and Matias and Doc River, all of us together can bring a championship to this great city. It will never, ever be because I didn't work hard enough. I'm a Sixer.
The pressure's off then.
People would have gone, okay, I'm with you, dude. Let's
go. Right. That's right.
Instead of being a petulant child.
I would fine his ass every day for him not coming to camp.
And you know what?
I would fine him.
And trade him to Minnesota for D'Angelo Russell. And let him wake up in the Twin Cities, which is a great place. I lived there.
I understand, but his basketball is Siberia, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And enjoy being 22 and 60. Have fun.
I know there's a fallout to this, right? Danny, I know he's a Rich Paul guy. And if he's a Rich Paul guy, that means, oh, Philly didn't treat Ben Simmons right. Don't go to Philly. That's going to be the thing. I'm guaranteeing you that's what it's going to be. Don't go to Philly because they didn't treat Ben Simmons right. Didn't treat him right. He didn't try.
And they paid him a fortune. Yeah.
I'm disappointed in him in that he is not trying to let it work itself out with Embiid and good players around him. That's all I'm saying.
I heard Brian Windhorst on The Jump say that a lot of players, when they get Rich Paul as an agent, they're planning on doing one of these, hey, I don't want to be here anymore moves, which is interesting because Zach LaVine just signed with Rich Paul. Clutch Sports.
So a buddy of mine did some work in Zach's home. He's moving homes. He had a beautiful place on the north side. He's getting
What's the address?
It is Tuesday. No. He
careful
did
now.
Some work in the house. And said, Zach is the nicest dude in the world. He said, are you going to be a Bull? He said, dude, if they want me, I'm here for the rest of my career. I love it here. I'm building this. I want to be here. So if they want me, which all indications are they do, they'll use the bird rights next summer and sign him. He will get his big money. And hopefully this team's in the right direction.
But you heard Zed plant the seed there. There's a seed. He's a seed planter back here. You know that, right?
Listen, we all know that when people come and work on stuff in our house, we tell them all our deepest, darkest truths when they ask us.
This guy's done some stuff with Zach.
Okay.
He knows it.
Okay. I buy it.
All right.
Do we want one more, boys? Or
yes,
we're
sir. No, go ahead.
Go ahead, fast.
Gentlemen, Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee that he's grown his hair out for the past year for his Halloween costume. That's quite a commitment. I asked you guys, shot or no shot, you would ever commit that hard to a Halloween costume?
I would not. No shot.
I never liked Halloween. I was not a Halloween guy growing up. What?
It's unbelievable. The list grows by the day of what you're not. You're not a Halloween guy now.
I'm not.
Okay.
I never was.
Okay.
Wasn't big on the costume parties, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I would not commit that hard. But if I was going to do Halloween, I would go all in. Like a few years ago, Waddle had the Halloween party. I had a makeup artist come to the house, and my wife and I mean, it was like a major undertaking.
You had a makeup artist come to the house?
Yes.
Can Mindy do that for you?
She got made up, too. We went as Dracula and whatever she was. Elvira. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. How was a fun night, man.
How was it afterwards?
Throw those sheets out.
I understand that the Halloween is about blood and gore, you know, and it's just like the evil spirits. But my God,
right.
When you got to wash and throw the throw the sheets out. Wow.
Yep.
Hell of a night.
Yep.
My God. How about that, Danny?
There's nothing worse than coming home really, really drunk, covered in makeup on Halloween night and having to make that choice. Screw it. Just go to bed covered in makeup.
Or screw.
Or go wash yourself off.
All right.
My partner here needs a cold shower, so we'll take a break.
Tats for tacos. I said tats. T-A-T-S.
Ooh.
For tacos. Next.
Ta-ta.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood.
Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Only one on the show that has tattoos. Get my next one next week. Excited.
Yeah, I'm not a tattoo guy.
What do you have, a long list of things you're not? Like, I'm just open-minded. I accept everything.
Hold on. You're open-minded?
Yes. The most open-minded guy you know.
That's not true at all.
What does that mean?
That's not true at all. You're not open-minded to everything.
I see everybody for the goodness in them. I'm accepting of all.
Okay. Then I want you to start watching Mad Men.
Never seen it.
You know who's in it?
John Hamm.
That's right. Take that. So you're open-minded. So I look forward to you breaking down Mad Men each week here on the program. Start from, and I don't know why you don't like it. It's kind of about our business. It's advertising, but it's still about entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I mean, especially in the 60s. The 60s. You could smoke in the offices. You had thin black ties, little hat. Oh, the great time. Hey, honey, come in here. That's my new girl, Friday. Look at that. I mean, back then, I mean, that's the way it was back then, right?
Right.
Okay, so this is right up your alley.
I'm just not a John Hamm guy.
Wait a minute. You're open-minded.
I'm willing to try.
See? That's what... I know that's the extreme. If I can get you to watch John Hamm shows, then that's the extreme.
Correct.
Open-minded, though.
He was just so rude to Richard Jewell.
All right. Would you just let it go? I'd love to get him on the show for him to answer. The Chris Black of actors.
That's John exactly Hamm. What he is.
He's Black. He's completely Black.
So, Neller found this story where this restaurant said, if you will get, Jeff, what is the name of the little logo? If you get this logo tattooed on your body, we'll give you free tacos for life.
So, the restaurant in San Francisco, this occurred back in 1998. The restaurant was called Casa Sanchez. It was a Mexican restaurant, nice. And they offered a promotion that if you were willing to go ahead and get the company's logo tattooed somewhere on your body, you were entitled to food for life. And so...
And what does that mean? Is it like you get tacos once a week for life? You can get tacos every day you want to eat them?
I don't know how stringent they were on the crackdown. My guess is usually when you hear things like that, like for life, it's usually once per week.
Yeah.
For, you know, the rest of your life.
Because my wife did a pizza deal where you got pizza for life, and it wasn't every day that you're eating pizza.
And so whether or not the logo is cool, I guess, is debatable, because Danny is completely anti this logo. It's called Jimmy the Corn Man.
And he, go ahead.
And so Jimmy the Corn Man, he's got a giant sombrero, and he's riding what looks to be like almost like a rocket ship, but the rocket ship is a big piece of like a corn on the cob.
Yes, with the husks on it.
Yes. So he is called Jimmy or Johnny the Corn Man. And if you were willing to get this tattooed on your body, you were entitled to tacos for life. Jimmy the Corn Man. I'm sorry, Jimmy the Corn Man.
Yep, I'm looking at little Jimmy riding through outer space.
So this was back in 98, mm-hmm. And what seemed like a good idea at the time, I guess 15 years later, maybe not as great an idea because the restaurant did eventually go out of business. However, kudos to the people who ran that business because in the lease for the next restaurant to take over, they made sure that anybody who had Jimmy the Corn Man tattooed on their body was entitled to a free meal per week. So the tattoo lives on. But the question we were, you know, batting around is what do you like so much that you would be willing to get a tattoo of that logo if you were entitled to that for life? Is there anything out there, whether it's a food, a fast food restaurant, or something else in your daily life that you enjoy so much that you would willingly get a tattoo on your body so that you can have it for the rest of your life for free?
Wow.
I've got mine. Do you have yours?
No. Every piece of art that's on my body, I have four right now, and I'm getting two more next week.
Sure.
Is something that has incredible deep meaning to me.
I understand what you mean. That's why I'm going with Harold's Chicken Shack. I'm going with the butcher going after the chicken. There he is right there. Could you imagine that? That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. That'd be a lot of work.
Oh, sure.
Like the Harold's Chicken Shack writing, they'll have that done in 20 minutes.
But what about the
little man chasing the chicken?
With a cleaver.
Yes, that would take you a lot of work.
What was so classic about the Harold's Chicken Shack logo is you can see the chicken sweating. Do you see the droplets of sweat?
Oh, I do. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, so he's running away. If no one's ever seen this before, if you never had Harold's, and of course, this is just funny to me. Just seeing this butcher in a robe, looking like Jerry the King Lawler, right? He's got a big crown on, he's got a robe, he's got a cleaver, and he's going after the chicken that's sweating. That would be an awesome tattoo.
Get it.
All right, so what about, no, I'm not doing that. What about you? Because I'm not a tattoo guy.
You've never had one. How do you know?
Just not a guy. The ink. Tattoo guy.
I will say, I think Cap's doing it right. He's on his way to making it actually pulling it off. You still got ways to go, I think, Cap. But I do think if you're committed to getting a tattoo, much better to get like the full arm sleeve where it actually kind of stands out. See, I think you could like hide like a Lou Malnati's logo right into your sleeve there.
Yes.
Nice piece. It's like a nice slice of pie there.
Well, let's just be clear. I do not want a sleeve. I don't want anything below the elbow.
So you're not going to make it look cool then.
Oh,
my upper arm will be
okay. That's almost a sleeve. Short sleeves. You're gonna have a short sleeve of tattoos on your arm.
Correct.
So you're on your way to making it look to pulling it off. I'll say that.
So should I have a little
almost
little deep dish in there or the Lou's script writing?
I think the script writing is just fine. I think
Lou's. Yeah, that works.
The script writing.
I mean, you've got Alan, so you might as well have Lou on the other arm, right?
Oh my god.
Yeah, just the script writing of Lou Malnati's.
So if Mark Malnati's listening, if I get the script writing of Lou Malnati's,
I'll get pizza for free.
You get pizza for life.
For life, yes. Me.
Yes. Hoodie.
Yes. Nothing says love to your wife than putting her company on your arm.
Correct.
I think she'd think that that's adorable. I mean, you bring her flowers all the time, but nothing says Lou Malnati's in your arm like love, right? To me.
Correct.
So, okay, so what other choice? Now, there's other things that you like out of town, right? So what is these New York things that you like? There's these restaurants or these desserts that you like from New York.
I like, there's Levain's chocolate chip cookies. Those are amazing.
I wonder, do they have a logo there? Maybe put a chocolate chip cookie on your arm.
Those are amazing. Uh-huh. Like, oh my goodness. You can now buy them in the frozen section. You put them in the oven and you heat them up. You bake them for a few minutes and they get just amazing. But there's nothing like buying them there.
Levain's.
Yeah. Levain's. Levain's chocolate chip cookies.
You know, spitballing here, I think ESPN 1000, we should consider a promotion where anybody who wants to get ESPN 1000, ESPN Chicago tattooed across their arm, they get free podcasts for life. What do you think, boys?
I think that's a great idea.
Just spitballing here. We're going to have to run it by Travis and Rachel in promotions, but just thinking.
What if, Miller, we throw in the app for free, too?
Oh,
wow, hold the on. App.
What if we also tell them they can watch on Twitch? They could see what they're listening
to.
Dude,
oh my God. I never thought of that.
How about this? If they're downtown, we can allow them to listen at 100.3 HD2 so they get crystal clear FM.
Now you've gone too far, Cap. Okay, you're now, just giving it away.
All right, it was fine, and then you do that. And okay, now you're just overcompensating. I don't know why you're doing that. I mean, now you're giving them HD2. I mean, come on now. Everyone's got that in their car. So we're told.
That's what we hear.
Hey!
Jesse Rogers from Detroit. Next.
Take that.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Well, you got a big day tomorrow, Cap.
Big day tomorrow, walking almost 26 miles to raise money for Bernie's Book Bank. Go to walkasonechicago.org. We're north of 100 grand already raised. They provide high-quality reading and learning materials to underserved boys and girls in the Chicago area. And we'll be walking to every college and pro stadium, starting at the United Center. We'll finish at Northwestern, so it should be a lot of fun. That leads us to our guy, Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max in the mornings lead into us. Mm-hmm. Key, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
You know what's happening, man. We were getting ready for the Bears and the Browns. I want to get your thoughts about the last game the Bears had. Get your thoughts about the Bears' defense. What stood out most about them being opportunistic against Cincinnati?
Well, I don't think that it's the Bears' defense that we are accustomed to seeing. I think when you look at them, they're still trying to, you know, put everything together the way that it needs to be. We're so accustomed to seeing Bears' defenses just become lights out that I think now we're starting to hope and pray that the brand is still the same on the defensive side of the ball. But they did create the turnover for the touchdown on the interception of Joe Burrow, which is a plus for them. But they were not going up against a juggernaut of an offense, a potent offense, the way that the Cleveland Browns offense could potentially be, although Landry won't be in the lineup. And then OBJ has yet to play this year. I still think based on their running game, they can still create a lot of problems for you.
I want to ask you about game planning, Key. You were always a focal point of whatever your teams did. I mean, you're the number one pick in the draft. Everyone knows when he's on the field, we got to know where that dude is. So the other day, Andy Dalton gets hurt. And Jason Peters talked yesterday about when Andy's in there, he's going to climb the pocket, but we know where he is. When Justin comes in, it's different. He's out on the edge. We did not see the Bears move the pocket. And people up there have said to me, dude, we can't change the game plan in a moment's notice. It's just different. So he had to execute the game plan that was already put together. Is that accurate, or should they have been able to take better advantage of Justin's skill set?
I would say it's accurate, but what I also would say is all second-unit quarterbacks that you think have the opportunity to play, you have things set aside for them. You have situational things set aside for them. So if you know, well, he probably won't start, but he may wind up playing – at some point in the game, we've got to do certain things to be ready for it in these situations, then they should have had a package of situations ready to go for Justin Fields just in case. So I would put that more on Matt Nagy and the offensive staff, not preparing just in case.
And in practice, Key, how does that look? Is that like 85-15, 90-10, as far as Dalton getting more snaps than Justin? How does that usually work?
It just depends. It can be as simple as Andy Dalton takes a few 7-on-7 red zone reps and Justin Fields gets the rest. Or Justin Fields gets the majority of 11-on-11 reps and Andy Dalton takes everything in 7-on-7 and everything in a red zone. It just depends on what the coaches need to see from a guy. Because sometimes, so when you start counting plays, you only count the plays that they're in practice because that's what you're doing. But along that script, there's things that's repeaters that the day before maybe Andy Dalton didn't see. And they got it in this play script six times in that practice between 11-on-11 drills, 7-on-7 drills, as well as red zone drills. So those six plays may be the only six plays that Andy Dalton takes in a practice because he needs to see that clean. Doesn't mean that he's not going to be the starter. Doesn't mean that Justin Fields gets more reps. I always find it fascinating when people start talking about, well, he got more reps than him, 3-1. It's like, that doesn't mean anything. It means absolutely nothing.
It's what plays he's getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's what plays is he getting. If all of a sudden he's getting the two-minute drill, you know, twice a week, it's because he doesn't know the true two-minute drill. They're trying to get him up to speed, where Justin Fields may know the two-minute drill and Andy Dalton doesn't. Or every time they're in the red zone and 7-on-7 and 11-on-11, they take him and they put fade patterns in that particular matter because he may not be throwing great fade, so they want him to work on it. Doesn't mean because he's got in that red zone period twice as many reps as the starter that all of a sudden that means he's going to start.
Okay, so there's a bone bruise for Andy Dalton. And no ACL injury, but we haven't heard from him yet. We're not sure if he's going to talk today or not. I'm assuming, and it certainly seems like the narrative is, Justin Fields will be starting on Sunday. For me, there is no turning back, period. That's it. If Justin is a starter on Sunday, he's the starter the rest of the season. That's my future. And if it came quicker than maybe we all thought it would, whatever, so be it. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. And the reason I don't is because Justin Fields has to hold a starting spot. Because it wouldn't be fair to some of those veteran players if you're just keeping Justin Fields in there and it's not working out for the sake of appeasing Cap in the fan base. If Justin Fields struggles, then you can go back to a healthy Andy Dalton to stay in contention. Then you do that. If Justin Fields is lighting it up and things is looking a certain way, then there's nothing to think about. But you always give yourself a window of opportunity to backpedal if you need to by saying when he is healthy, he's our starter. So that when he's healthy might be 7 weeks from now.
Key, what do you like most about this Cleveland Browns team?
I like the fact that they keep growing and they keep getting better every single year. You know, they run the ball. They got a philosophy, a sound philosophy, and that's going to run the ball, try to play defense, and take our shots when we need to. But don't have Baker Mayfield drop it back 60 times to try to prove that he's a passing quarterback in the National Football League. That's what I like about him. And they're young. They're young and they're hungry, and it seems like that those guys love playing football.
Do you foresee them taking another step this year?
I do. I do. I do see him taking another step. What that other step means is instead of maybe losing a divisional title game to Kansas City, they lose in the AFC championship game. Or they win the division outright and make it to the divisional round, but they draw the Oakland Raiders or Las Vegas Raiders that all of a sudden won 10 straight games by a margin of 40 points, and then they run into that. But they take the next step and only lose by a point. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at it as a Super Bowl-type team. I think they can be, but I think it's too early. I just think they take the next steps in terms of keeping everything clean. It looks right. They win like 12, 13 games, that sort of thing.
I got one last thing from me. Matt Nagy comes to the podium the other day. He talks about Andy's injury. He talks about Justin. Then one of the reporters says, Matt, is Andy Dalton this quarterback? Is it his job? Blah, blah. And Matt said, I'm not going to get into that. It's scheme related. And the reporter pushes back and goes, that has nothing to do with scheme. Matt, that's 100% scheme. I'm not going to talk about it. And then they sent a PR guy back in 40 minutes later. Oh, a coach just wanted you guys to know that Andy's the starter whenever he's healthy again. So that should clarify everything. And Matt's getting crushed for how that came out. Do you think Matt was wrong how he handled it?
I mean, he's a coach, man. What is he going to say? I mean, he wants to keep certain things with his team. and reporters want information that they not going to get. So when they don't get the information, it creates something. And look, in the end, Matt Nagy did what he felt he needed to do. And you know how I feel. I wouldn't get a media nothing anyway. That's just me.
Right.
And I work in the media.
Right.
But you're not getting anything. I'm not ready to tell you what my plans are. And you're not going to bully me into telling you just because you got a pen and a piece of paper.
I completely agree with you.
Now, my partner is going to do something special, Key. David Kaplan's going to walk. Is it 26?
Yeah.
26 miles?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow for berniesbookbank.org. He's going to go to all of the major stadiums in Chicago. Do you have any advice for Cap tomorrow?
I don't know. What's the weather like?
It's going to be about 60 degrees and overcast.
Yeah, still take some water. Hydrate yourself.
I'll get hydrated. Any kind of a snack that I should have packed in my backpack?
I don't know what you apples, some bananas or something?
That's a good idea. Bananas. Apples.
Oranges, I guess.
Yeah. 26 miles all over the city is gonna be
every
walking.
Stadium.
And then find somebody in Chicago area that wanna work on those nasty feet afterwards.
Exactly. 100%.
I hear you and you and Jay Will with these clippings, man, these toe clippings, man. Is that story true?
No, it's not toe, fingernails.
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 Yeah, I'm clipping my nails. Where else am I gonna do it?
I mean, I get them done. I can't do them myself, man. I do too,
but they grow so fast. I just, you know, if they get too long and I don't like it, I just clip.
How often do you get a manicure? Every week?
Try every week.
Yeah.
There you go. How about a pedicure?
Every week.
Oh, that's good stuff there, man.
The best.
Having someone that's not your wife touching your feet, man, that's good stuff.
It's restaurant quality.
I get that all the time.
Hey, Key, you're the man. We appreciate it. We love chatting with you.
We'll talk.
Have a great day. There he is, Keyshawn Johnson from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The new morning show here that leads into you and I.
Yes. Now you're exhausted after all that.
I am.
Long name.
A wild scene at Wrigley Field last night. Wild. Next.
Take that.